The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a Watford City Wednesday on the What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program all across the Northern Plains. From 550 K-Fire, KCJB in Minot, the Flag family of AM 1100 The Flag all throughout western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, and of course our Flag family affiliate KTGO booming to the Bakken in Tioga. You hear us a little later in the day on KLTC 1460 in Dickinson and replayed 7 to 9 every evening on 550 K-Fire. This is What's On Your Mind. Telephone numbers to call us are 800-228-0550. Toll-free numbers, 800-228-0550, 258-0550. If you're a local, want to call from a 701 telephone number. Or you also can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at this number, 855-200-1776. And by the way, some folks have said, I want to see that house in Crosby. So Scott doesn't have to eat his hat that's for sale. We're going to put it on our Facebook page later. But I don't have Facebook. Somebody called today. I can't get to Facebook. I'm driving a truck. Well, if you want to, at least to know what's going on, I'll give you our toll-free telephone number again, and you can call that. If you'd like more information on it, we're going to connect you up. You can call our number, 855-200-1776. Just press extension, I guess it'd be 3, but that'd be the business office, and they'll take care of you. So 855-200-1776, and that'd be great. We are here each and every month because the Watford City Chamber of Commerce has said, come on in and tell folks what's going on in Watford City. Tell them you can get a hotel room if you want one. I've come here many times, and I don't know if I'm going to stay in Watford or if I'm going to stay in Bismarck or if I'll stay in with Tioga tonight. And very often, the same night, I'll call them. And last time I was here was the night before the centennial, so I was a little busy. I had to make 3 calls, but I got a room. And I think when you're sitting in Fargo or you're sitting in Bismarck or you're sitting in Grand Forks, you think you couldn't get a hotel room on a bet. You can. I mean, there's regular availability for lodging here in Watford City, and that's something you should know. And we appreciate the folks that are part of the lodging community here, and also the Chamber of Commerce for having us here. Individual that's going to welcome our next two guests is Derek Franzen, who is the president of the Watford City Chamber of Commerce, who's on the road today. Derek, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Nice to have you joining us on the program. Al Carlson, of course, the House Majority Leader, is here. And Wes Belter, the Finance and Tax Committee Chair as well. Al, nice to see you.
Oh, yeah, it's good to be out here.
And Wes, good to see you.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation.
And I'll let you welcome these guys and tell them a little bit about Watford City, Derek.
Mr. Carlson, Mr. Belter, welcome to Watford City. We're excited to have you in town at... It's a beautiful day in the Bakken, and I hope you've enjoyed your tour so far this morning. Looking forward to meet you at the noon hour. Scott knows I don't miss too many meals, but Watford City's a booming place. We're having a lot of fun, and we got a lot of great people out here, so it's exciting to have you guys in town today.
Well, we got quite a tour this morning with Brent, so we got a pretty good view of your 5-mile square building area that you're going to fill in the future, so it's very interesting.
And, Derek, yeah. You have an interesting story because how you ended up here from Illinois, and you guys think it's rough, for 80 days every 2 years. How'd you like to be a legislator in Illinois, huh? I mean, it's kind of the pipe to the knee kind of place, a little different way of life there. But tell us your story, Derek, and how you got here and how you ultimately are helping on one question we were talking about in the first hour, affordable housing.
Well, I came here about 4 years ago with a large civil heavy highway construction company that had been hearing about all the positive things that were coming to the western North Dakota. And we came out here and set up shop and got started in business. And then, like many people that have come to western North Dakota, us newbies and the ones that were longtime residents, there's plenty job opportunities out here, and a group out of Oregon asked me to come to work for them to be their regional manager. And in the last 3 years, we've started 2 developments, and we have 2 oil field service companies and an asphalt production facility. And so we're having a lot of fun. We're employing over 150 people. And, some of your calls earlier this morning, Scott, you had some great conversations going there. But I think the two things that come to mind for me is that I think people don't really understand, and I think we all forget, there's nothing like this anywhere in the United States. There is nothing like the Bakken anywhere in the United States. All these other shale plays had infrastructure. They had highways. They had sewer and water. They had communities with homes available for sale. There's nothing like this in the United States, and I think what people have to remember is we all have to be patient. I'm on Highway 85 right now, and I'm lucky to be going 20 miles an hour, but for heaven's sakes, when this thing's going to be done, we're going to have a safe, passable four-lane highway that we didn't have 3 or 4 years ago. So I think if everybody can just stay patient, pick your community. We hope it's Watford City. With all the positive things going on in Watford City, it's a beautiful country. It's wonderful people. And I think, similar to what the Stengen boys said earlier, I think in another 18 to 24 months, you're going to see a whole new dynamic out here. And there's going to be a lot more choices for housing, a lot more choices for families with kids, young adults starting out, coming out of college, getting good paying jobs. This is where you want to be, but we just need to continue to be patient. And you look on a map, again, there's nothing like this anywhere in the United States. So Western North Dakota. Yep.
Sorry to interrupt you. That's an interesting point. You know, I was telling these guys earlier that Mark Johnson from Power Fuels talked about the rate of growth. If you just take the percentage of growth of population in North Dakota and take it to New York City, imagine how New York City would handle it. You know, I mean, that's the pain points that are going on right now. Derek, thanks for welcoming these guys. We're going to keep this conversation going on the air and at lunch today, but appreciate you having us here every month to be able to tell Watford City's story.
Yep. Have a great morning, guys.
Yep, thank you.
All right, sounds good. So, Al and Wes, let's maybe start on what you just saw, and then I'm curious to talk about what you think in the upcoming session things are going to be like. And, you know, as he mentioned, there isn't any other place like this on Earth, really. And that's extraordinarily challenging. You probably saw that today, but there's a lot of good things going on, isn't there, Al?
You know, there's a point in time where things catch up, and they're not nearly at that stage yet in Watford City. But when we come out here, we look to see what the state's role is in the development of the energy sector in the state of North Dakota, not only in Watford City, but in Williston and Dickinson and Minot and Tioga and Stanley and all the impacted communities. And our responsibility is to take a look at the tax structure we have and the way we distribute the money. And is it getting to the right place, number one? Is the percentage correct, number two? And what can we do as state legislators when we pass policy to make sure that our policies reflect the long-term plan we have for the state and its economic development and its growth?
Wes, what's your take?
Well, I think the important thing to remember and is that, as was stated, the unbelievable rapid growth that is taking place here and will continue to take place, and the obstacles that need to be conquered in order to meet that demand for that type of growth. I'm from the Fargo area, and of course we're seeing tremendous growth there, but this is something way beyond what many legislators nobody's ever experienced this before here in North Dakota, and so it's a whole new paradigm that we need to deal with.
And Al, you mentioned what the state's role is, and that's why you're here, and to assess, okay, well, what's the number one, our role, and number two, what do we see? Talk to us a little bit about the tour today with Mayor Sanford and what your impressions of what you saw.
Well, the biggest thing is how does a city that comes from a pretty small population base grow to an anticipated 20 or 25 or 30,000 people and how do you help them? They don't have the bonding authority because they're not big enough. They don't have enough tax base to do like a Fargo does, where they can special assess new subdivisions and things. And we've heard this over and over again about the housing. You know, that, and the housing here is very expensive. When they quoted me some of those numbers, they're really high. But on the other hand, as you drive around town, you're seeing subdivisions developed and you're seeing apartments built and twin homes built. So there's a point in time where this is going to get better, but not today. I mean, it just takes time. So the state looks at it and says, what is our role in housing? I mean, we set up a program last time where we had a housing incentive fund that we did, and I think that, and Brent will tell you, it's working well. We have some capabilities we need to look at as far as we have a Bank of North Dakota. I mean, how do we maximize the use of that to help these growth cities get through that?
And you, Long, as a leader, have really pushed the envelope a little bit there on how that ought to be used for how it was intended to be used, right?
Absolutely. It's a people's bank.
Are we doing it well enough now?
You know, we're doing better, and we're going to continue to take a look at that. We have, Scott, some very large pools of money in the state. We have a fund called the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, $560 million that never gets touched. You know, we should be looking at making loans out of some of these things. Not grants, but loans, but they're paid back at a good interest rate. I have a bank in North Dakota that could be a little more aggressive on some of their plans on how they help these communities that are with rapid growth. There are various things we have. In 2017, we'll have a $3 billion legacy fund. You know, how do we look at those things? And the people put those in place. We didn't. I mean, the legislature didn't just not hold the money. Those were set aside by the people. Good planning. But we're going to have to take a good look at how we do those to help these growth areas.
More of our conversation with Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, and Wes Belter, Finance and Tax Chair, coming up on What's on Your Mind, live from Watford City today. Don't go away, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Hi, Mike Penz with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Live from Watford City. It's a Watford City Wednesday today on What's on Your Mind, coming to you live and direct from the lobby of First International Bank and Trust. Outlaws is next door to us. Great spot for lunch, dinner, and they do a lot of safety meetings here for different companies. I saw a lot of folks from ConocoPhillips in here earlier this morning. They were at a safety meeting. Breakfast catered in at one of the meeting rooms here, so they do a lot of neat things, and we appreciate them very much. Also want to give a plug to our friends at PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, and the folks at PetroServe USA. Of course, you can fill up in the shadow of the capital in Bismarck, but you can go all the way to Bemidji and, you know, Wahpeton and many places on the eastern edge as well. And when we hit the road, we're fueled up by our friends at PetroServe USA, and not only in the tank, but also with that 4 for $4 deal where you get the hot stuff personal pan pizza. You get the 20-ounce drink or a coffee and 2 cookies, 4 for $4. I eat there many times on the run, even when I'm back at Fargo, because it's quick. So appreciate the folks at PetroServe USA. Our sponsors are the fuel that keep this program going, and we appreciate them very much. Great honor today to have the House Majority Leader Al Carlson here with us, who is a Republican from Fargo, Wes Belter, who is a Republican from Leonard, North Dakota, with us today on the program. And Wes is the chair of the Finance and Tax Committee. Of course, Al is the House Majority Leader. Wanted to visit with these guys today about their impressions of Watford City, and then in a little bit we're going to get into the upcoming legislative session as well, because they toured McKenzie County and Watford City today. Wes, you farm by Leonard, right?
Well, I'm actually retired retired now and live in Fargo, but my son runs our farm.
Once a farmer, always a farmer, so I don't think you can retire, right? You're still out there watching those crops
grow,
right?
Well, occasionally I go out there for some unwanted advice.
And speaking of that, I said earlier that, you know, some folks have mentioned it's a little dry. When's the last good rain you had?
It's been a month since we've had a decent rain, so we could use some.
Starting to kind of go the other way there from earlier in the spring.
That's right.
Yeah, interesting. So, you know, as a perspective of someone that is from that part of the world out here in Watford City, Leonard's a little smaller than Watford City was in them for a number of years, but, you know, I mean, you're a small-town guy. What's your impressions of what you saw today?
Well, I think what's so incredible, the first time I came out to the Watford City area was back in the mid-60s when a college friend of mine, Lloyd Anderson, brought me out here deer hunting. And from that time until now, I couldn't recognize the changes that have taken place in Watford and the amount of growth that is going on right now and will continue. And so I think just the seeing what's taken place and how we need to plan ahead for the future development of Watford is just beyond comprehension until you really see it. But one thing I really grasp is it appeared to me that the city of Watford, as well as the county, is really working very hard at trying to solve and make this development as orderly as possible. And so I think from that standpoint, it's important that we as legislators get out here and see what's going on and try and figure out how we can help expedite this development that's taking place here that's been great for North Dakota as well as great for America. The amount of energy in this country is unbelievable. And so there's a state perspective of it, but there's a national goal here that needs to be achieved, and it's just great to be a part of that.
We forget that, don't we? Yeah. This is really about making a choice with a different paradigm when you have a Saddam Hussein and a Taliban in Afghanistan and all of those things. Very important point. Al, from the perspective, again, of a legislator and a guy that is a builder yourself, a businessman in Fargo, and I know you've been here before probably a few times as leader more than Wes has got a chance to get out here, but what did you see today that surprised you?
You know, I'm not sure I had any surprises because I was here about a month ago. But I think the key to this whole thing is the planning. And riding around with Brent today and with Ron Anderson, who's I think the chair of the McKenzie County Commission, is that they're working together closely and they're trying to have a master plan as much as you can in a boom town. And I was impressed with the fact that they've pretty much identified their boundaries. They're working hard on their infrastructure. There's some programs that the state has set up that's allowed them to do their bypass. It's allowed them to get some grants and loans from some other things on infrastructure, water, sewer, the Western Area Water Supply that we put a lot of money in. It's good to see those things and those water towers that we funded popping out of the ground, which are going to make it easier once this major push of all these new infrastructure things happen, make this town grow better and grow. It's hard to zone when you haven't had the development. One new house built in 10 years prior to the boom. I mean, one new house. And a house that would have sold a year ago for probably $80,000, $90,000 is listed at $375,000. I mean, just things like that We're hearing the same thing, though, Scott, as we heard during the session, that housing for those people that have lived here before is too expensive. I mean, they can't buy it. The elderly community, they've got to be looking at how they do their services for these people and providing housing for those that are on limited incomes. Obviously, if you've got a big job and you're younger, it's easier. But those that don't are tougher. And we have housing incentive funds. We've done all kinds of things at the state level. We put $2 billion in the last session into the West. And you know what? That probably, in a lot of people's opinion, wasn't enough. But the point was, it was a giant leap forward for us on the infrastructure out West and the programs. When you look at the things we did, when we got into funding bad debt for hospitals, when you look at airport loans and grants to upgrade the air facilities in these major communities that are impacted, when you look at the law enforcement money, and the last day of the session, $15 million going into added law enforcement for the things that come with the boom. There's all kinds of stuff that we've done, and it's fun to see, drive around and say, here's what we use your money for. Because it really personalizes to those of us who live as far away as you can get from oil, that the investment of, and it's not our money, it's the people's money. You know, it's the businesses and the people of the state paid this money. And we're trying to reinvest it as best we can. I'm convinced that the next session will be dominated with those very same issues as the last one. And that's, how do you handle the rapid growth in towns like Watford City?
What did you think of the traffic, Wes?
Well, it's pretty incredible. And the roads that need to be paved are... one of the other things that was pointed out is, and you look out across the horizon and you see the dust caused by the oil traffic, it really paints a picture of the need to get more paved roads out in the area, because you just can't withstand the type of development that's taking place and not have the proper road infrastructure to handle that.
The traffic jams that I get in Watford don't compare to anything, even with I-29 and I-94 construction at the intersection, do they, Al?
No, it's... But we had, if it hadn't been for a really polite truck driver, we'd still be trying to get out of the airport.
Isn't that something? Yeah, I mean, that is really incredible. And that's when you talk about $2 billion, it's just a matter of time, really, isn't it? I mean, the dollars for the infrastructure necessary to relieve those pain points are in the pipeline now, are they not?
Well, and every town, every major town, Williston, Watford City, the bypasses are probably the key, because every town wanted the traffic through town when they were little. I mean, you want the guy to drive through town and stop here and shop here. But it doesn't work so good. It doesn't work so good when you got 1,000 trucks at a time trying to get through a city. And Dickinson's no different. I mean, the bypasses that the state's invested in are going to pay spades in future years for these communities.
Let's take a break. Come back with more. When we come back, we'll talk about what's on the table on the legislative session, what these guys expect in the upcoming legislative session. What's on your mind? Live from Watford City today. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. MeatTaffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
I experienced last legislative session was how hard legislators work, and I'm not here to feather the nest of Al Carlson and Wes Belter as a leader and as a chairman. I'm talking about the newbies. In fact, we had a neighbor kid who was a Democrat House member, Ben Hansen, that joined the legislative session last time around, and I saw him as a freshman, you know, and he's a Democrat. It's a Republican Democrat. It is a freshman. It's leaders. I don't think people understand. Just like I think I heard both of you say today, people ought to come to Watford City to understand this, not rely on the Fargo Forum or Jack Selesky or Tom Dennis and Mike Jacobs and Grand Forks or anybody, the Bismarck Tribune or the Minot Daily News. And Minot Daily News might be the best out of that whole group, and Grand Forks is pretty good, but I tell you, the Forum and sometimes the Tribune do more damage to the reality that do not believe what you read in the newspapers. And I'll add some self-criticism. Don't believe what you hear on the radio. Don't take anybody's word for it. Go on and look for it with your own eyes, because it's a very different picture. That's what these two have said. Well, I'd say the same thing about legislators, right? It's easy from the cheap seats. And with how hard these guys work with 80 days of legislative action every 2 years, it's a pressure cooker. I mean, it literally sent me to Mayo Clinic last time going, my gosh, I'm not sleeping. I'm not, it really is extraordinary. So, Al, I think, this coming session, I can't even imagine what you're envisioning is coming, given the fact the extraordinary amount of growth going, the limited time you have to do it. I mean, just give me your overview on what you expect.
Well, first of all, Scott, I really think that our citizen legislature works. I think the fact that all of us go home to our real lives after 80 days makes a difference. And you listen to your neighbors and you hear those things going on. So I think that's a touch of reality that you get.
It's hard work,
and
though.
You should be home every chance you get to be in your community on the weekends, because that's where you get the pulse of what's going on. But the next session will be dominated again by the growth that we've had. And there has, and some people would like to make it an east-west issue. That issue doesn't exist. The whole state of North Dakota's prospered because of this energy boom. And Fargo's rapid growth, West Fargo's rapid growth, Grand Forks is growing, Minot, Dickinson. I mean, it's border to border. And we're going to have to deal with those growth issues. And I'm convinced that there'll be a lot of discussion centered around the oil taxes, not to raise or lower them, but the distribution of the money. And how we do our impact funds, and how we timely get projects that need to be bid in the spring. How do you fund it in the legislative session so that the money gets out quicker, so that we don't miss the building season? I mean, all those things will come to play. Obviously, the western counties will be in saying, you know, we want a different split on the oil tax. And we'll have to take a good look at that. And we'll have another issue.
Let's talk about that in a minute. Are you talking about the formula?
The formula.
Okay, and give me, two versions of what you think would be the top two things that will come out of the committees that will be an option. What does it need to be changed, first of all?
Well, I think that that you have to take a look at the whole formula and say, are the areas that are the hardest hit getting the right amount of money to compensate for that impact that's hitting them. And that's where the debate will center. And it'll be probably different from county to county what some of these needs are. It's like the school education funding formula. One size never fits all very well. And when we do that, we usually have somebody that's going to get shortchanged and somebody's going to get more than they probably deserve. But again, I don't have the answers. I know the Western area legislators are working on a formula. And the big thing, they need to make sure that everybody in the eastern side of the state is understanding of what they're doing, because to just drop it on at the end of the day and the first day of the session might not work quite so well.
No, it doesn't work well at all. Wes, what about you? Talk a little bit about what you expect. Finance and tax committees, obviously, where a lot of that action that he's talking about to manage that growth is going to happen. What do you see?
Well, I think a real key to it is that the Western oil area needs to come in on a plan that they can agree on. That's one of the things that is paramount when looking at making any type of major changes as far as the formula, or whether we look at some of the funds that we have. Legislature comes under a lot of criticism for having some of these large reserves. We have to realize that a lot of those reserves are constitutional and the legislature just can't dip into them. But I think there are some changes that can be made to some of them that might free up some money that could be used. But it's very important that the West put together a program that they're in agreement with. And then when they bring that to the legislature, then it's the responsibility of the legislature to come to an agreement with East and West type needs, and but I think there's a real realization that the legislature needs to be on top of this issue for Western North Dakota, because this is something that we've never had before, and it's unprecedented, and we need to deal with it.
If your gut right now tell you there's something going to be very different in the way those revenues are distributed when the session ends?
Well, I think there'll be something different. You got to remember that one of the key ingredients that's not sitting at this table today is called the governor of North Dakota. And he's working with these people constantly, and we've given him flexibility. He's made money available that we've set aside for various programs for infrastructure and things. He'll have a lot to say about how that's going to happen, and he's constantly working with these counties and these cities. So when we sit down with Jack and we look at what the plan is there, what he has in mind, and what the legislature can actually resolve, it's going to be an 80-day time frame where we're going to work hard on that formula. We made some significant changes last time. I mean, we created hub cities. Never had that before.
Is Watford City a hub city?
No, they weren't big enough by the criteria.
So maybe the criteria changes.
You know, so they did not meet that criteria. And there was some...
What was the criteria again? Is it population?
Population was one of the factors. I can't tell you everything that was in there, but I know that they did not fit. So it was basically Williston, Minot, and Dickinson were the three hub cities that were involved in that. You know, Stanley would have been on the small side of that issue as well. And you have the activity is centered in three or four counties out here are really where the honey hole is for the oil. And those counties are the most impacted, and they're going to be the ones that are going to be at the door knocking and saying, we got to change this thing. Other issues that will come up, taxes always come up, property taxes and how you handle the constant increase in the value of our homes, which is good. But on the other hand, it eats away some of our property tax relief. That'll be an issue. Looking at the corporate and personal income taxes, whether we should continue our pattern of reducing those will be an issue. And on the education side, I predict, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I think that the whole Common Core issue is going to be bigger than anybody realizes as to what North Dakota's role is in a federal program for a Common Core for our students and our citizens. So there'll be 1,000 bills like always. And there'll be three or four issues that dominate the topics. Wes's committee, again, will be swamped with tax bills.
Quick thing I want to ask you before I get to Wes and the tax bills would be the Common Core thing. What do you see happening? Start from scratch? Wait a minute, do over? I mean, where's your gut on that?
Well, Wisconsin, Scott Walker wants out now. Other states are pulling out. I do think a core understanding what kids should learn is a good thing. Not passed judgment yet, because I think you need to understand it all before you jump off the cliff. But I do think that North Dakota standards aren't the same as Washington, D.C.
How are you going to vote on that measure regarding the change in higher education?
Well, I was one of the sponsors for that. I think I'll probably support that. By the way, Measure 3 would be a great thing for higher education in North Dakota citizens.
Yeah, I knew that education issue was important to you, too. But you dealt with that one last session, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wes, what do you anticipate is going to be before you in the way of options? And what your gut tell you and what the outcome will be as far as... The myriad of tax bills that will come your way?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a great number of tax bills. One of the issues that we'll be dealing with is whether to... I think there's no question we're going to be reducing the income tax and probably the corporate income tax. The big question will be is whether we want to eliminate either one of those taxes. And that will be, you know...
To do you?
Be
what it,
I personally right now I think I want to maintain the income tax, but it's certainly at a lower level. What I don't want to see happen is I know there's politicians out there that are wanting to have special carve outs of no income tax on various issues, and that I disagree with. I don't like special carve outs. We've got too much of that at the federal level already, and we've got plenty at the state. And that just creates more problems for us. So we want to have uniformity in our taxing.
I know the income taxes is one of the least pain points in North Dakota, especially when you look at property tax, and that's why you guys have done extraordinary things in reducing the pain there that I see. You know, every time I get the tax bill from the county, I see that doom, doom, boom, how that's come down because of what you guys have done. I just, from a branding standpoint, hate the idea of South Dakota, with nowhere near our revenue, sits there without an income tax. And it worked for South Dakota. They started with the carve-outs, obviously, with the banking industry that attracted a lot of folks to Sioux Falls. And ultimately, you know, no income tax. If they can do it, why can't we do it, is my thing.
They sales tax everything but the blue sky down there, Scott. You got to get your money to run the government somewhere. I'm a little bit different than Wes on the sales, on the income tax and corporate. I would do a four-year phase-out where it went to zero. I'd have a set level each time going down. Obviously, we can't encumber the next legislature because they could reverse it, but I'd like to see that be one of those items that we take down.
Very interesting. What else, Wes, do you anticipate on property tax front? More of the same? Different way? How's that going to go?
Well, the big issue with the property tax is that we as legislators have supported putting a lot of money into property tax relief. The difficulty that we face is that the relief we get from the state isn't always realized at the local level because the local schools or cities or townships, any local municipality has been increasing.
Last session to tackle that ultimately the locals just killed, right? I mean, it just was... You're smiling, Al, but is that an unfair estimate of what happened? I mean, I thought there was some great give and take there with the extra dollars that said, you know.
Well, I think Wes will agree with this, that as Republicans, we're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place because we really like local control, except if we don't think they're doing the right thing. And then we fight the local control thing because we really want those tax decisions made at home because the state doesn't assess it. We don't collect it.
Should there be more strings, Wes?
You know, I, from a local control perspective, I hate to add additional strings to it. I think the important thing is that we try to make people more aware that the property tax is a local tax. And taxpayers do not like the local tax, they need to become more involved at the local level.
That's very true. That's very true. Get to those city commission meetings. Get to those city council meetings, county commission meetings. Gentlemen, thank you for the time today. Enjoyed it very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, and Wes Belter, Finance and Tax Chair of the North Dakota Legislature, on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Watford City Chamber of Commerce bringing you our special Watford City Wednesday broadcast today on What's on Your Mind. And we appreciate what they do in bringing us here every month to talk about what's happening in Watford City. And it wasn't too long ago we were here, a few days after a very devastating tornado. And that's actually the topic of our next segment. Someone that was actually on the ground, saw the tornado coming overhead, is with us in person, and a founder of a very innovative idea that can, no matter whether you're in Watford or anywhere, keep you and your family safe. Red Dog Mobile Shelters are going to join us to talk a little bit about this today on the program. Oscar Scott is the creator of Red Dog Mobile Shelters. How are you, Oscar?
Doing fine, thank you.
And Eric Newhouse is their authorized sales representative now here in the Bakken that joins us in person. How are you, Eric?
Great.
You showed me an incredible video, Eric. You were on the ground when this happened. Just give us a little run-through on what that video is going to show, folks.
Okay. And just to be clear, I wasn't in Watford. I was about 20 miles east of Watford, but it was coming straight at us. And what I experienced, I'm a 20-year firefighter, and I actually get a background with civil defense shelter. Or building, and I found myself on a platform watching this thing come, watching these clouds, the stack, the flames going in one direction, the clouds going the other direction, and we were told to evacuate the site, and everyone kind of looked at each other and, where do we go?
Yeah, just imagine yourself when you look at this video, which we have up on our Facebook page. It's one of the best videos I've seen of that tornado. And then imagine yourself with no place to go. I mean, that's pretty incredible. Oscar, you got to tell us how this came to be. How did Red Dog Mobile Shelters come to be, and how is yours different than any others we might find out there?
The way this came into existence was, I got a call a few years ago from ConocoPhillips. They were operating 12 rigs over in western Oklahoma in the Anadarko Basin, and they were looking for a way to protect their drilling crews and their completion crews from tornadoes. And, of course, Oklahoma has more per capita tornadoes than any place in the world. And so in the process of talking with them, they wanted to bury something, or they wanted to put in a permanent shelter. And my background is in petroleum and mechanical engineering, and I began to look at it and think that there's actually a way to do that that wouldn't require any kind of an anchoring, and it would make it just as mobile as any other piece of equipment on the drilling rig site. And the way that we did that was recognizing that, for example, a 747 weighs about 500,000 pounds, and it has a takeoff speed of 150 miles an hour. And my doctorate work is in incompressible fluid flow and aerodynamics, and I got to realizing that if I can actually take something that weighs 500,000 pounds and use 150 mile an hour wind to pick it straight up, why can't I just reverse the direction of force on those wings so that instead of going up, as the wind speed increases, the force increases going down? And that's the concept behind an anchorless shelter. And in fact, what we've got now is 5 issued patents and 2 more that are about to issue on a device that actually turns the destructive force of the wind against itself. So using that concept, what we created was the world's first industrial strength mobile tornado shelter, and it eventually evolved into a mobile safe room that not only protects you from tornadoes, but it also protects you from silica exposure, for example, with HEPA filters if you're on a completion site. It protects you from heat stress because we have 2 tons of air conditioning and 25,000 BTU of heating in these things. It has backboards, cardiac defibrillators, and so on. So what we've initially started out to do was to create a tornado shelter, and what we now have is a mobile protection center that serves about 15 different purposes as far as OSHA hazard mitigation is required, that is required for employers to provide for their employees. So we have a protection package in a single unit, and that's what we are now providing to the industry in general, not just the oil and gas, but the pipelines and construction companies, wind farms, and so on, where they have exposed crews, relatively small exposed crews, 10, 20, 30 people, and they're in a temporary location. Now, we've recently began to work with larger companies that are building 1,000-person man camps, both in Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, and so on, to follow the pipelines. And those, we would just simply use multiple units to provide the protection for those larger camps. We do have units that move that can protect anywhere from 30 to 200 people. The 30-person shelters are standard unit that's most often found in the marketplace. Right now we have a variety of the major safety-conscious oil and gas companies in the world that we supply for, such as ConocoPhillips, Jacobs Engineering, PetroQuest, BHP Billiton, BP,
wow.
Shell,
yeah.
And so on.
keep your family safe. That's the bottom line. And make sure, even if it's temporary housing, even if it's, a crew camp or whatever, where can I go if? And I think, Eric, that's what you went through. And now, Eric, you're on the ground here in the Bakken, is that right?
That is correct, yes.
So how do folks get a hold of you?
My direct line is 406-223-4555.
Say that one more time, nice and slow.
406-223-4555.
And the website, Oscar, how do folks learn more about your brainchild here, all this great technology?
Just simply go to reddogmobileshelters.com, and it'll give you all the information. And anybody wants to contact us can work through Eric, or they can send us an email over the website.
reddogmobileshelters.com. And I tell you what, that's an incredible deal. We'll have you guys back to learn more about the story, Eric. It's pretty incredible. I can't imagine you see that and then you go, where do I go? My gosh, it's an incredible. Oscar, Eric, thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
Thank
when you.
You
come back, when you come back next time, I'm going to ask how Oscar got the name Red Dog Mobile Shelters, because I love that. But anyway, we're out of time, and we need to wind her down from Watford City in Bismarck tomorrow with the former Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney. Folks, thanks for listening live from Watford City. God bless you. Bye-bye.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.